We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. Hundreds of firefighters spent the night tackling the Soledad fire in Agua Dulce. It's still not out. 1,300 acres have already burned. Some residents ordered to evacuate.
The flames chewed through the brush right up to the edge of the 14 freeway and were threatening homes in a rural area. And it was all happening a mile or two from a development where the Tick fire roared through last October.
My backyard and side of my house took a pretty good hit.
But that was then. This is now. She sure didn't like what she was seeing in the middle of the night last night.
It was scary, but it was the smoke that did it.
The flames jumped the freeway a couple of times, but firefighters were on it. Now, as the fire crews try to snuff out all the hot spots, investigators work to pinpoint the cause, and fireworks may be a pretty good possibility. Another resident says, you can't be messing with fireworks.
It's fire season up here. You have to be careful, and plus the animals. You know, everybody has dogs around here, and the dogs go crazy, the cats go crazy.
Another long, sleepless night for people living here. In Santa Clarita, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And the fire is impacting air quality. The South Coast Air Quality Management District says smoke from the Soledad fire has caused unhealthy air quality in the Santa Clarita Valley as well as in the San Gabriel Mountains. Health officials say if you can see smoke, soot, ash, or you can smell smoke, take precautions to safeguard your health. The precautions are particularly important for children, older adults, and people with heart or lung diseases. LA County firefighters responding to more than 2,800 calls on the 4th of July, which turned out to be the second busiest 24-hour period in the department's history. At least two people died in explosions that are blamed on fireworks, both in Baldwin Park. And about 50 people were evacuated when illegal fireworks sparked a fire at a Northridge apartment complex. It was also busy in Orange County, where the fire authority says calls jumped 58%. A family tragedy happened yesterday afternoon in Pico Rivera. A family of six losing a teenage girl in a violent carjacking.
Mother and father in Pico Rivera pulled up to a restaurant to jump out and grab food, left their family van on with the air conditioning running. They had their four kids inside, one of them an adult. Sheriff's deputies say a violent carjacker then jumped in and took off.
He noticed the children in the back seat and yelled, "Get out to them." Before the children were able to exit, the suspect drove off at a high rate of speed.
The doors to the van opened. The kids eventually all fell out. One of them, a 13-year-old girl who died as a result of what she hit. The suspect, 26-year-old Jose Aguilar, continued driving to El Monte.
Towards Whittier Narrows, the suspect saw a male exiting his vehicle and attempted to take the vehicle with the man's wife and child inside.
Sheriff's deputies say Aguilar was arrested with help from street vendors. Aguilar was recently early released on summary probation. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Critics continue to take aim at Governor Newsom for the way he has handled the pandemic in California. They say he has been unclear on how mask rules will be enforced and has often delivered mixed or confusing messages during his briefings. San Jose State political analyst Larry Gersten says the governor does appear to have made some missteps, but he should not be taking all the blame himself for the surge in cases.
The other problem, I have to say, is that Californians have really not been willing to go along. the lack of cooperation from the public has to be tossed in here as part of the reasons that California has not succeeded.
Governor Newsom has said he was acting all along in line with the medical data and the advice of his health officials. Scientists are hoping to infect people with COVID-19 on purpose. Now, the goal of this is to figure out much faster how effects of vaccines and treatments are fighting the virus. Cinematographer Antonio Cisneros lives here in Los Angeles. He is among more than 30,000 people around the world who signed up to be part of a human challenge trial. And he tells KNX he told some friends what he did.
But I have not told my family because I will tell them once I get the phone call that they need me because I don't need the grief from my mother.
Cisneros says his friends asked him what he was thinking. He says now is the time to think of others, which is why he said he signed up for this. He says these are not normal times and finding a solution won't be normal either. The Raps have been taking off a new temporary homeless shelter in San Pedro.
The site on Beacon Street has the capacity to house 100 individuals, both men and women. It is the 16th Abridge Home shelter to open, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
A model that allowed people to bring their pets and their possessions and even their partners in some cases indoors. You didn't have to leave each morning like in the old shelter model. You didn't have no services. It was a place that would give you all that you needed to feel human again and to get your life back on track.
City Councilman Joe Buscaino represents the area.
It's most important to me that this housing helps the first 100 people repair their lives and find permanent housing.
The shelter is located on what began as a Caltrans park and ride lot in 1996, but has been underutilized for years. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.